homeostasis and excretion. Homeostasis is the process by which the internal environment of the body is regulated so as to maintain a steady state or balance, thereby preventing damage of the cells. Body fluids such as blood, tissue, fluid, lymph make the internal environment of the organism. The internal environment must be kept fairly constant for the healthy growth and efficient functioning of the body cells. Examples of homeostasis are temperature regulation by the skin, which is also called thermoregulation, water balance by the kidney, which is also called osmoregulation. Significance of homeostasis. 1. It enables biochemical processes in the body to take place. 2. It maintains constant body internal environment. 3. It ensures independence from environmental streams. Organs involved in homeostasis. 1. Kidney. The kidney removes waste substances such as urea, water, and mineral salts from the body. 2. The skin. The skin maintains the body temperature at about 37 degrees Celsius. 3. The liver. The liver controls the levels of amino acids and sugar in the body. 4. The lungs. The lungs controls the levels of carbon dioxide and oxygen. The kidney, skin, liver, and lungs are excretory organs. These organs eliminate waste substances of metabolism within the body. The process by which waste products of metabolism are released from the body of living things is known as excretion. Metabolism. Metabolism refers to all chemical reactions that take place in the cell of organisms. Example, tissue, respiration, recycling of worn-out blood cells, deamination. Secretion. Secretion is the release of useful materials by specialized glands of living organisms. Example, release of saliva by the cells of the salivary glands. Secretion of bile by cells of the liver. Ejection or defecation. This is the removal of undigested food substances out of the body. It's simply the elimination of feces through the anus. The process of ejection is not considered excretion because the process of digestion does not occur inside cells, but through the digestive tract or gut. Excretory organs in mammals and substances. Excretory organs. The skin, the lungs, and kidney. And their excretory products are salt water, and urea, carbon dioxide, and water. Urea, water, and salt, bile pigment, and excess cholesterol. Structure of the kidney tubule or nephron. The kidney consists of kidney tubules or nephrons. The nephron is a functional unit of the kidney. There are over 100 nephrons in each human kidney. Each nephron starts in the cortex as a cup-shaded structure called the Bowman's capsule. Inside the Bowman's capsule is a network of capillaries called glomerulus. The capsule opens into a first coiled tube called the loop of Henle. As it pulses into the medulla, then it re-enters the cortex. In the cortex, the loop tubule becomes coiled organ to form the distal convoluted tubule. Finally, it leads into a collecting duct, which opens into the pelvis through the pyramid. It recollects urine and from the kidney tubules and carries. Functions of urine. The formation of urine occurs The formation of urine. The formation of urine occurs in the nephron of the kidney. The process involved in the urine formation occurs in two main stages. 1. Ultrafiltration. 2. Selective reabsorption. A. Ultrafiltration. Blood is brought in the urine by a renal artery. Afferent vessels enter Bowman's capsule and form glomerulus as blood alkylates through the glomerulus, water, urea, nitrogenous compounds, mineral salts, sugar, amino acids, and glucose are filtered into the capsule. The fluid filtered is known as the glomerular filtrate. The filtrate does not contain blood cells and larger proteins, as they are too large to pass out of the glomerulus into the capsule. The afferent arterial of the glomerulus have a greater diameter than the afferent arterial. This causes a high hydrostatic pressure and to build up in the glomerulus, and it is this high hydrostatic pressure which causes the blood to be filtered. The process of filtering materials from the glomerulus into the Bowman's capsule is known as ultrafiltration. Ultrafiltration is the separation of water and some solutes from blood under pressure in the Bowman's capsule. Much of what has been filtered out needs to return into the blood. They are too precious to lose, so the next process is called selective reabsorption, and it continues. Selective reabsorption. This takes place in the proximal convoluted tubule. In the proximal convoluted tubule, glucose, amino acids, hormones, salts, and vitamins are moved back into the blood capillaries by diffusion and active transport. Some water follows by osmosis. The filtrate passes into the loop of Henle, where water is still reabsorbed by osmosis. From the loop of Henle, the filtrate moves into the distal convoluted tubule, where more water is reabsorbed. The amount of water reabsorbed is controlled by the action of antidiuretic hormone. The fluid reaches the collecting duct, which contains water, urea, and salts, forming urine. Selective reabsorption is the process by which useful substances such as glucose, amino acids, hormones, and mineral salts are reabsorbed into the blood by diffusion and active transport. The structure of the nephron in relation to its function. The glomerulus provides a large surface area for filtration. The proximal convoluted tubule provides a large surface area for absorption and water, mineral salt, glucose, and amino acids. The distal convoluted tubule provides a large surface area for absorption of water. The Bowman's capsule funnels the filtrate into the tubule. The efferent arterial of the glomerulus is narrower than the afferent arterial, which provides pressure for ultrafiltration. Network of capillaries surrounds convoluted tubules for reabsorption of substances. The collecting duct collects urine. The urinary system in mammals. The urinary system in mammals consists of the kidneys, the ureter, bladder and urethra, and the associated renal artery and renal vein. The renal artery supplies blood to the kidney, whilst the renal vein takes away blood from the kidney. The ureter connects the kidney to the bladder, where urine is stored temporarily. The urinary bladder leads to the ureter, which opens to the outside. The parts played by the kidney in the homeostatic mechanism of mammals. The kidney plays a part in a homeostatic mechanism of mammals by a process known as osmoregulation. Osmoregulation is the process by which an animal regulates or controls the balance between water and salt in the body fluid. When the amount of water in the body is low, the concentration of salt increases. This results in an increase in the osmotic concentration of the blood. The brain detects its change and sends nerve impulse. It sends nerve impulse to the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland stimulates increased amount of ADH, antidiuretic hormone. The antidiuretic hormone increases the permeability of the membranes of the collecting duct to water and results in production of more concentrated urine. If, on the other hand, the water content of the blood increases, a decrease in osmotic pressure of the blood results less antidiuretic hormone is released and the collecting absorbs less water and large amounts of dilute urine is produced. How the kidney maintains acid-base balance. The pH of human blood is neutral or slightly alkaline between 7.35 to 7.45 on the pH scale. Anything above or below this range is dangerous to the body when the body fluid or blood becomes acidic. The cells of the distal convoluted tubule will reabsorb more hydroxyl acid from the urine. More hydrogen ions are excreted, making the urine acid. If the body fluid or blood becomes basic or above pH 8, hydroxyl content of the blood gets higher. Less hydrogen ions are produced by the cells of the distal convoluted tubule. More hydrogen ions are excreted with the urine, making the urine basic. Functions of the kidney. It excretes metabolic waste materials from the body. It maintains the acid-base balance of the body. It maintains balance between water and salts of the body fluid. Conditions that affect the normal functions of the kidney. The conditions or factors include 1. Environmental temperature. 2. Drugs. 3. Habits. 4. Diseases. 1. Environmental temperature. On cold days, we urinate more than we do on hot days. On hot days, much water is lost by sweating. But on cold days, very little or no water is lost by sweating. Hence, more of the excess water is lost through the kidney. Under this condition, the kidneys are under stress and they have to remove excess water, salt and urea from the body. Diseases. Diseases such as kidney stones, nephritis and diuresis can affect the normal functioning of the kidney. Nephritis. This is a condition in which the glomerulus becomes faulty and allows protein to filter through the glomerular filtrate. The protein finally appears in the urine. Kidney stone. Occasionally, microscopic crystals form in the kidney tissue itself. This may be due to drugs, too much vitamin D and calcium in diet, as well as not drinking enough water into the body. Diuresis. This is a condition in which the cells of the kidney tubules are not reabsorbing water from the glomerular filtrate. As a result, large amounts of water is passed out in urine. Diuresis can occur in patients suffering from diabetes in pisculus. And this is a condition in which production of ADH cannot be reduced, less water reabsorbed, and the patient produces lots of urine. The liver. The liver is the largest gland in the body of mammals. It is situated immediately below the diaphragm. It is located on the right side of the abdomen. It partly overlaps or covers the stomach. It is dark red in color owing to the large number of blood vessels which it contains. The liver is divided into two, and these are caudate loop, medial loop, right loop, left loop. Functions of the liver. 1. Regulation of blood sugar. The liver maintains steady blood sugar level by conversion of glucose to glycogen and vice versa under the influence of hormone insulin and glycogen. When there is an increase in blood glucose level, glands in the pancreas produce a hormone called insulin. Insulin stimulates the liver cells to extract glucose from the blood, which is converted into glycogen and stored in the liver. The liver can only hold 100 grams of glycogen. When this limit is reached, any excess glucose in the blood is converted into fat. When there is less glucose in the blood than normal, glycogen is converted back into glucose under the influence of a hormone called glycogen. Regulation of blood protein. The body can store only very small amount of amino acid. When a meal supplies more of these than the body can use, the liver gets rid of them by a process called deamination. Deamination is the removal of amino group from amino acid to form ammonia. Ammonia is very poisonous and is immediately converted by the liver into urea, which is far less harmful. Production of heat. The liver produces a great deal of heat as a byproduct of chemical reaction which takes place within its cells.